Go Loud.
Lately.
Why are you so late?
Me? You better speak up for me.
I came in, Calvin was here. Feet on the couch.
I was.
Very poor etiquette.
This is my studio. I've set this studio up more times than anyone in the building.
You're looking for trouble today. You came to the right spot, horse box.
I'm here on business today.
Oh no, don't do that. I was going to come in and say, listen, we should all be friends.
So was I, boys. I had a proposal.
How was it? I was trying to calm you down. What happened there?
I was walking the kids over to the creche this morning.
Oh, here we go. All right, I have kids, I have stuff to do. Oh, here we go.
Shut the fuck up. Bumped into an acquaintance of mine.
Okay.
He says, I was listening to the latest bonus episode. I go, yeah, I was listening to it as well. He says, they're having a right go at you, aren't they? Over doing the work and being sick. And he says, and you weren't even there to defend yourself. I says, that's my point exactly. I'm going in to see them now.
I don't like the way you were stirring through my soul when it was Jesse O'Brien. No, I'm not playing
with him. No, it was Calvin who said it.
Jesse gave you a good earful. Jesse said you fell off.
Yeah, Jesse always says that.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not afraid of you, Terry, anyway.
No, bro, he keeps down. He can't be fat and all at the end of the last one, bro.
He had a scuffle. You have her on video.
Fat either, like.
Do you want to see that little grappling match you had on?
Show on.
So that video starts off with a bit of shadow boxing and then it just cuts straight to Terry wrestling a child.
straight to a double leg, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to come in and put a proposal down and say, no hostility today, lads. So...
What story with him? No, don't do that. Because we will fight.
Let me.
You're doing fight. I wasn't even hearing you're fighting with me.
Let me put the proposal down on
him. He lifted a hammer and he's got sick. Anyway, I only raised the issue of the graft and pointed out to you in the WhatsApp group. Because I just wanted to show Calvin that, like, sometimes you're able to do the work yourself. Seeing as it's always, I think it should be, do you want to see my new extension? That someone else is building for me. Anyway, there's work for you there if you want it this weekend.
To do what?
Lift. Carry.
And I finally get to go out to the gaff?
Yeah, well, that's the
point. He has to earn his trip out to the gaff. <Yeah. laughs>
You can work in the garden for 6 hours and then you'll be let in the gaff.
Yeah.
Terry's standing there with a cap in his hand. I've done a bit of work in the garden, mister. But my proposal was going to be no hostility.
Yeah.
Whoever starts, the other two get to give him a dig. And by whoever, I meant Terry, and by the other two, I meant me and you, Owen.
Yeah.
But now you're at the twist, isn't it?
You're at the turn of the spanner in the wall.
I just responded to.
To what, bro? No one said that. I walked into the studio and you said you're
are
fucking late.
Are you walking half an hour late?
He's a bastard, isn't
he? He's a fucking wanker.
Come here, knocking stuff down is the best thing in the world now.
Oh, it's fantastic fun.
When
it's
I only a place you can go in town to do that.
Yeah, I know. Do you ever see
it? Someone sent it to me after the episode with the drums. They were like, go here.
You have old, do you know the old tellies with the big backs and all? Just smashing them up with a hammer, it's great. We used to do that. Like, hammer. We used to get the, do you know when people were putting like their old tellies in the flats, get them and just throw them off the balcony and all? No?
Yeah. No, I hear you, bro.
Boys, he's all went quiet as if like he has issues, but like Terrence, you used to do it as well.
No, you have got issues, but that's not why we went quiet.
Anyways, how are you, man? What do you think of us putting to bed the accusations of him picking up a dead pigeon?
The pigeon? Yeah.
He did pick up a dead pigeon.
I don't even put it into bed there. That's a bad one.
No, he did. No, as in like there's no speculation. It's 100% confirmed. It's put to bed now.
The speculation, I suppose, will be, you know, about Ted Bundy. They often say,
Bear with me. Don't start with it's like Ted Bundy, bro.
But like people always say, Ted Bundy killed 8 women that we know of. Terry picked up 1 pigeon that we know of. Now people are like, I saw someone picking up a pigeon or a seagull. You haven't put a limit on it. You haven't said it was 1 or 2. So now it's going to roll. You know?
I think it's the right thing to do.
Oh, we have to give a shout out to a long time listener of the podcast.
Who's this now?
It might be the first time we've had a true fan of the podcast. Be nominated for EFL League One Player of the Year.
Jack Moylan.
Yeah.
I remember we were announcing a big guest and he texts me, announce Jack Mullen.
he would be a good guest, actually. I'd have Jack on.
Send him a message there.
Right now, the second, on air. What if he's listening, though, on?
Tell him I'm giving him a shout.
If he's such a big fan, bro, surely he's listening.
He's not listening live.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Valid point. I see what you did there, bro.
Yeah, mate, Chris Forrester was in here last night on Off the Ball.
After he was in here, we were playing Pats in some really big game. And I was there early, standing inside the pitch with some of the lads. And he was doing the warm-up. And he was looking. He was like, I think he was trying to bait me in to say hello to him.
Your brother played against him there last week. He scored as well. He got beaten 5-2.
Oh, who's your brother play for?
Montpellier.
How did they end up with that name?
Oh, no, yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Because they're in Cabra. Do you know what I mean? What are you talking about, like?
No, but I think there's a second one. There's a French one.
Yeah, but that's where the Royals from.
No, Montpellier is just at the back of Old Devney.
Yeah, but it's named after the French place.
Bro, do you know it's Montpellier in France too?
Yeah.
I bet you Montpellier and Old Devney came first.
Montpellier.
That's what I was about to say this to you. That's people call it Montpellier. And what do they call it? The Monto. It's not the Monto. The Monto's down on Chamic Damon Street. It's the Gloss of Diamonds.
Well, it's just short, isn't it, bro? It's like Calvin, we call it Cal.
No, we don't.
No, but like you could. You get me?
It's not how it works.
But you own Brennan, you could be Brenner.
I could.
If you're from town, you'll be Brenner.
100%. You and Emma.
At what point does it change from Brenno to Brenner?
No, it's not.
I think it's when you come into Dublin One.
Dublin One
region.
Who you refer to as
Brenno.
No, yeah, Brenno. Out your neck of the woods. Bro.
That's what I said. When you come to Dublin One, I think it drops to
because
a different vowel.
Everything ends with an R, I feel.
Yeah.
Is it like region specific?
I think it is, actually. Yeah. Can we actually put that out to the listeners? So Owen's second name is Brennan. If Owen was from your area, would you call him Brenner or Brenno?
Yeah, I like that. And just have a little talk around some people in the area. Do you get me?
I'll still never get over. No one has ever given me a definitive answer of why we call Christopher Gay. Just makes no sense.
Yeah.
No one's ever given me that answer. But anyways, Owen.
Yeah.
How are you?
We've got over the formalities now. Can we get on with the show?
Oh, Terry, you had to...
Oh. Well,
also in that bonus, you, what do we do? Calvin, like, stop saying what do we do?
It was a bit worrying when it happened 2 weeks in a row, Owen.
It was like someone be like, I can only defend you for so long.
Yeah.
We have an attic story.
Oh, don't start.
Oh, here we go.
Claire from Tip. Now, the source for this from Claire in Tip, her source is TikTok. So she was living in Kent in England. She noticed a latch on her loft.
Sorry, this is just some random board on TikTok and Claire has seen it and sent it on to us. Okay.
That is what we're doing here, yep.
You are a prick, aren't
no,
you, bro?
That,
no, you're
that
a
was
prick.
Supposed to be, that was supposed to be self-deprecating. I'm saying that's the standard I'm
oh, sorry. Okay,
providing.
Okay.
Look at this. Just so defensive.
No, I see. No.
You're just...
Good. Just move on, bro.
Just move on.
Just move on, brother. Just move on. Read the question. The latch was off the loft.
I don't know if it's a question. Anyway, the loft was slightly open. She didn't think much of it. She was known to mental health services at the time. So anytime she told her friends, they would tell her it was all in her head. She heard footsteps upstairs when she was in bed. No one believed her. One night, he blatantly opened the latch in front of her and stared at her. She ran downstairs to the flat below for help. And her friend wouldn't believe her. The doctor put her on antipsychotic medication. This went on for 2 months. She phoned the police, who didn't know of her mental health issues. They took her seriously, called out, and there he was, a man living in her loft. Her next door neighbour allowed him to live up there.
And so the neighbour was in on it?
The neighbour had been telling everyone. He couldn't hear any noises, trying to make the woman seem mad. I don't know. There's a bit of a urban legend vibe off that.
Yeah. What was that called again? When people were living in the attics?
There was a name on it.
Yeah.
Frogging.
Frogging, that's, yeah.
Frogging?
Frogging.
Yeah. Remember we got...
That's like, a bit dramatic, that on. That's like... entrance exam, write a story in secondary school.
We got about 10 weeks out of frogging on this podcast.
Yeah, we did. But they were good.
Yeah.
They were good. I was going home afraid and I don't even have an attic.
Yeah.
I need to fight with Jim. Probably off air.
Yeah.
That's a real fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
He rang me the other night and he goes, do you remember this, this and this? And I goes, oh yeah. He goes, I have to fight with Owen over this now.
Yeah. We need to have a fight.
He put it on his to-do list.
Yeah.
I have to fight with Owen. I was like, text. Oi, what, Owen?
Yeah.
Give me the top line of it there and we'll decide if we can carry on.
3 years ago.
Here we go.
Come on now.
Come on.
Yeah.
3 years ago, we wanted an exorcist on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And you said no because Stala had a lined up. And you were like, oh, like, you 2 years have them on in 2 weeks apart and all this shit. Like, and you didn't let us. And they didn't even end up having the person on. And we could have had them. Me and you had a fight that day, a big fight. You were calling me a prick and all.
So now trying to.
Oh, was I?
It's probably the other way. But you've never even had them.
There's not many.
So
in Ireland.
My point is, can you get back in contact with that person?
Yeah, for sure. Us? Yeah.
So there's no fight. Fuck off. You're in a very agreeable, you know? Give us a pay rise.
Here's the thing about the Exorcist Zone. The 4-day wait in October is the better. Like, I want that like in the middle of May when it's sunny outside, when it's bright when we come in and bright when we leave. I'm not having this where it's fucking, oh, it's Halloween season. No, you can wait.
Yeah.
I'm not going home being like, there's definitely no one in my attic, so where did that noise come from? Just a little more.
Let's see. I don't have a name on this. I was chatting to my friends about what I'd do if I won the cash machine. I got unmercifully slagged for saying that rather than replace my perfectly good 2015 Volkswagen Polo, I'd just hire a personal driver for the year to spin me around. I stand by it. Which is better? An okay car, but you never drive, or a nice car that you have to drive around?
What?
But your car is grand, but someone else drives it for you all the time. You're chauffeured everywhere. Or you buy yourself a much nicer car, but you have to do the driving.
I'd rather drive a nicer car.
I'll take the show for obvious reasons.
How's the driving going?
We had to delay it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, how long is that going on now?
Ah, fuck, I'll have mil mom because I'm sick.
The license might be out of date now.
Is the car still in Tala?
Yeah.
And how many miles or kilometres, your choice, would you say you've put on that car since you bought it?
We're metric on. We're going kilometres. We're going kilometres. Come on, Terry.
Gospel truth, I've sat in that car once. Gospel truth.
How much did it cost you?
That's not a bad price.
Well, I played a game of darts for. So it's meant to be. Your man's good at darts. Your man, he's a mate of mine. He's good at darts. He said, I play a one leg of darts and I beat him and got a.
It's a €1,000 game of darts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an easy. Not you, him, like.
Obviously, yeah. I came away with.
So have you ever driven it?
No, never sat. I've did driving lessons though, in a different car.
Uh-huh.
But I've sat in that car once since I bought it. Did I buy that a year ago?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
For a seat.
Siobhan, if you
World Cup final
this,
tickets.
Will you bleep the numbers, please?
World Cup final tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say the number, just reference what it would be.
Yeah. He could have flown first class multiple times on that price.
McGinty. This could be interesting. What was your favourite moment so far today?
Today.
Mine was when now Brendan put in, I'm going to be Lee. So come when you set the studio up, or who's like, oh, he's getting in the neck when we get
in. No. Calvin, can you set the studio up?
Sorry, yeah. That's a valid point, yeah. Exactly, yeah, me. Yeah. Why me, actually? Why did Terry not get involved in that message, Owen?
He knows I'm not well.
Yeah, actually, because it come up. Owen Brennan mentioned you on WhatsApp, and I was like, what's this? And I was like, will you set the studio up?
Because you're always talking about setting the studio up.
Because I always have to set the studio
See,
up.
It's become a big thing for you. I think you're compensating because you're doing fuck all setting up at home. Everyone else is doing all the work, all the lifting.
Compensating.
And you're in here going,
I'm leaving here now. I'm going to have a word with Chris Doyle, Ruth and Eamon about your behaviour.
Yeah, but after you have a conversation with your fucking extension.
It's not my fault, people always ask. I'm not going to lie, Owen. See, when you put that message in, I pulled the handbrake up and done a U-turn and got a coffee. I was like, I'm not going over there. No, I tried to purposely delay myself.
You drove here today.
I walked, I was on foot patrol. Drove here today. There's fucking 40 tractors on O'Connell Street.
But you're the only person I know who might potentially drive from Sean McDermott Street to Stephen's Green.
There's not a route I wouldn't take over here, Owen. And you know that. You've been in the car with me. Me and Owen have took illegal turns and Owen's been putting his head down in the car and all.
Yeah.
I was like, will you relax your dope? It's only a bus lane. It's the most illegal thing he's ever done, being a passenger in the bus lane.
Did you answer that?
No.
Answer.
I don't know what happened.
You've had two smokes today, Terry.
Favourite
probably
smoke,
more.
A coffee and...
See, McGinty, like, this is a morning session. If it was an evening session, it'd be a bit different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
McGinty thought we were in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I'm up since 8:30 this morning. And we didn't start recording until 10:10.
Mm. Oh, Brandon rocked into the studio at 9:59, by the way, and says to me, what time do you call this?
I'm not getting into it. We're getting on. We're all going to go on today.
Oh, I just want to know where all the tractor fellas are sleeping. They're sleeping upright in the seats.
You said to me, all the taxi men are delighted.
Oh, you know a taxi man. He's dropping people from O'Connell Street to Tyre Street on via the M50. So I swear to God, that's the closing all the bridges.
He's taking the M50 to get the Tyre Street.
Like, genuinely, I'm really sure you can walk across them bridges. Do you know, I think there's only one bridge open on the Liffey.
That's a
obviously with the protests. He's going on the M50.
That is a cracker.
Like, I know people that would refuse that fare because it's too short. I think it's at the cost of someone 65 quid.
One from Gene.
Gene. Boy or a girl?
Girl, I believe. J-E-A-N.
Yeah, that could be a boy.
From where?
Gene Silva.
Montpellier.
Gene Silva.
Yeah.
UFC.
He's Brazilian.
How do you know he's not Brazilian? Brazilians pull me in the gym all the time, said he liked the podcast. Remember the Brazilian
said Terrence was be like, obrigado.
Yeah. Remember the Brazilian said he learned to have to speak English over the podcast.
Did he?
Remember,
yeah.
I told you that last.
Poor fella.
Yeah, I said, we can't even speak here, Matty. Yeah.
My Gene says, I was walking through town the other morning. I saw a tour guide waiting to get on his bus on College Green. It was a high-end bus, definitely one for rich American tourists. I've no idea why, but for some reason it made me laugh thinking of if Terry was a tour guide giving a guided tour of town to rich Americans, where would he go and what would he say?
Sorry, can I just interrupt you? I seen a tour happening on O'Connell Street just there. Yeah? Mm. Now it was a small group, it was only like 4 people, and your man's giving a tour. He goes, I think that's called the spoil.
I think that's called the spoil?
On my man's life, he said, I think that's called the spoil. And I was like, me, what the fuck is going on here?
Calvin would be better at a tour guide through town than me.
I think that's why Jean wants.
Oh, okay. So this is, okay.
This
right,
is the joke.
See what she's doing there, yeah? Or he's doing.
They're doing. That's what I say. Yeah.
Let's just, right, where would you go? Let's pick five. What are your five must-see attractions?
Jack Moylan said he'd love to come on the podcast.
Right. Five must-sees on tour.
Five must-sees. Lou Kelly statue. You have to start.
Which one?
The one at Sherifa.
Right.
The Lou Kelly statue at Sherifa. You're starting there.
Let's imagine you're there and there's lots of very rich, well-dressed Americans.
Are you going to ask me to do a speech, yeah?
Well, not a speech. You don't have to act it out for us, but what are your talking points? What are you telling them
What
about?
Do you say?
Yeah.
So we're at the Lou Kelly statue now. What do you say?
Good singer.
Right. What? Go on.
What's a good singer? Why are you laughing?
Just imagine you there all like, they've all paid 100 quid a head. Good singer, let's
good
go.
Good singer, him.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Right, sure of all. Moving on. Dodge Estuary. You have to hit Dodge Estuary straight away from there.
And then what?
What's in the meantime?
Yeah, that's a long walk.
Skipping a lot of stuff to come back then.
No, if you just go straight up, you'll end up on Dodge Estuary. You want me to go to Sean McDermott?
No, what I'm saying,
you'd have to show the Sean McDermott Street swimming pool.
You have to show the bats.
Yeah,
you have to show the bats.
Yeah. Showing them.
Oh, and you know the bats. Yeah. We know you know the bats.
You're showing that. The water is green.
Oh,
I cut my toe off a broken toilet in there and got the place evacuated, and everyone tried to batter me.
I'm sure it's still green.
Everyone from day one was starting at me, you know, you fucking idiot. And I was like, it's your toilet just ticks. If you's got the toilets fixed, my toe would be intact.
You know them bats, don't.
The whole pool got evacuated.
Oh, you are, right?
That story had, like, so many interesting details, but clearly so many missing parts to it.
Missing toilet.
I got my toe, got the whole place evacuated, and all the D1 tried to batter me.
Yeah, they were all like, are you for fucking real and all? I was like, what do you want me to do with your toilets? Like, yous are from here. Do you get me?
We're responsible for the maintenance of the pool.
Yeah, put a ward in. Say, mister, there's a fucking broken toilet down there.
So this would be part of your tour. You'd be retelling this story to the Americans then.
Yeah.
I'd tell them that. You have to tell them that story.
Yeah. Have you seen the bats lately? You know the bats on. Everyone knows the bats in Sean McDermott Street.
I know what you're referring to.
A little blade and revamp.
Yeah, a couple of times. You got so many revamps, they closed it to the public. It was private sessions only. I'm telling you.
That was a good spot, but it was a dangerous old spot.
There was always rumours every time it was getting a revamp that you were going to put slides in it. How are you going to put slides in it? I think it's about 4 foot deep.
That you're going to put slides
like in. Like the aquatic centre.
What are you doing with it though?
New tiles. Genuine.
Same in the flats new dressing years ago, the Co-op and all were coming in. We're getting a new pitch, we're getting an Astro, this and the other. No, they did. They painted the floor red. So every fucking football that you were kicking in after half an hour was pure red.
And your runners get scuffed were all red, Max.
Your runners were all red. Your clothes were red.
Yeah. Your
and the
council
islands on the outside.
Sorry, he's there. He set me up.
Shut it back. Painted the floor.
Right.
Why would you paint a floor? Why did you paint the floor? Did you ever paint a floor? Did you ever see someone paint the floor? Ever?
I could see you painting the floor.
Why would I be painting the floor ever?
We're going Luke Kelly statue.
I get the drums and all, because I would break the drums.
Luke Kelly statue.
The bats.
The bats.
The bats where he cut his toe.
Yeah.
The painted floor.
He's showing the painted floor.
In Doors Estuary.
The flats are gone. We have to show them joxers.
Right. Yeah. I can picture him rocking up and being like, oh, look, the flats is gone.
Yeah,
I see this pub. He's scratching his head and all, what am I going to do? What are you saying about joxers?
Good pub.
Right.
Good pub.
It's a good pub. Bad swimming pool. Yeah. Good singer.
The Oilac. You have to bring them to the Oilac.
Like the pyramids.
I was you know what he's going to talk about.
Argus.
Yeah. Argus is gone.
It's a mystery. A spot called Argus.
It's a mystery.
And I don't
no one
know
knows what happened
away.
To it.
I was in here every day over that period and I never seen it getting took away. It was there one day and it was gone the next. That's a fact. That's a fact. I was in there a week before that was gone and it was gone for 6 months. That's a fact. I'll never forget when you said that's gone a year. And I was like, I was in there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because I know I was in there. So I tell them about Argus.
Right, and you've one more.
I've one more spot to go there.
Yeah.
The Jervis.
And what would you say about the Jervis?
Would you not just cross over?
You can't finish on a second shop.
I don't know.
It's built on a hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Yeah. I was going to tell them about JD.
No, that's the only saving grace, I suppose. The
allegedly.
The potential hauntings.
Yes, allegedly. People that walk in the stock rooms and they have had some dodgy stories, yeah.
In the Jervis.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, no?
Yeah, I think we have, yeah.
Right, so we'll skip the Jervis then. The Rotunda, on. The Rotunda.
Yeah.
Same co-host used to walk there.
Yeah. My uncle was born here.
My uncle was born here. I think all of our kids were born there, would he?
What was number four again?
The Oilac.
The Oilac, bro.
Argus.
Sorry.
Argus. It's like the pyramids. No one knows how they got here.
I just realised he's walking with Sean McDermott Street. He crosses. He's to the Oilac. Crosses Parnell Square. The Americans are looking at all the statues down O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Gardner remembers.
Looking at
like,
the
don't
GPO.
Don't mind all that stuff.
Yeah. The GPO. Argus, bro.
Yeah, that's it. You get that on a Jeep tour.
The GPO, yeah, the whole lot.
I ain't
yeah.
giving you the insights.
Imagine I'm like, have you ever heard of Argus? No, you never will.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Rotunda. I'm all right with that. Was your kid born there?
Yeah.
Was your kid born there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we tell them there.
Yeah.
My nephews and nieces and all were all born here. My uncle was born here.
So he starts off with Luke Kelly. It's a singer. He finishes with, oh my God, the kids are born here. Any tips?
I reckon you got a tip.
Little polite that. Applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only walking distance to JD.
Standing there with a QR code and all.
Yeah.
If you don't have cash, that's no problem.
That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions or whatever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Who are you waiting it now? Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The Hypnoka.
Come down.